Mercy for None, written by Brian Hannaford, narrated by Cynthia Bickford. Chapter 1. Mercy for None. The year I arrived in this world was 1964 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was a cheerful, sunny day. The Beatles were touring America, and the first Mustangs were inviting motorists to the open highways. Aside from the recent assassination of President John F. Kennedy, everything seemed to be normal enough for most people. But some things are not as they appear. Some are born into this world into great families, and they inherently take it for granted. There are also good families that have a few faults. Families can also be bad and dysfunctional, struggling to get by. Then there are families that aren't really families. They're just a group of people who suffer many terrible things under the same roof, so frightened by the oppressor that they often never tell a soul about the hellish things that they are forced to endure. This was to be my home, but in name only, and I would always look and hope for a way out. This book's value will not be in merely conveying my life story, but in shedding light on the taboo topic of severe child abuse. It is quite intentionally ignored by Hollywood, the press, and philanthropists. It continues to grow worse throughout the world, and I suppose everyone is okay with that. I am not. I am called a survivor, although I do not feel entirely worthy of that after what happens later in this book. But I try to send back help for all those children who suffer in silence, just for the convenience of this world. I hope to raise awareness and incite legislation to change the plight of the helpless, maybe even make a movie to see this through. This story is true, and real life is indeed stranger than fiction. If it fails to convince you of the truth, then it really doesn't matter. If someone refuses to believe the truth, then that person victimizes himself or herself. It doesn't change a thing. The truth remains the truth either way. That is the beauty of it. My story has absolutely no embellishment. It simply doesn't need any. I hear people say that nothing of any consequence ever happened in their lives. I have to admit it. I feel envy, deep-seated envy. If there is one thing my life has been, interesting would be the word, but in all the wrong ways. I offer you a look into my most unusual and stormy life and how I survived it. In those days, we children awoke every morning and lived every day with no hopes, no dreams, nothing to look forward to but the constant fear of the next attack of physical violence, never knowing how bad it would be this time, or if we would survive at all. Every day was a complete misery. We were always anxious. We could never relax. We had to learn how to figure out someone quickly in order to survive. Our dad's mood swings were something to watch out for, seemingly at peace or in a complete rage, with nothing in between. Anything would set him off. We thought that every kid was beaten as badly as we were, and that it was just something a kid had to survive, until we finally made a friend, years later, who revealed the truth. Chapter 2. Apples, Oranges, and One Cracked Melon. The sun rose into that chilly morning sky, and the Tulsa streets came to life once more. It was the winter of 1965, and I was oblivious to all the activity around me, except being with my grandmother. I was less than a year old and was being babysat for a while. It was just the usual kind of day with all the usual routines, such as grocery shopping for the day. I was naturally going along for the adventure. New sights, sounds, and smells of the Safeway store wafted across the aisles for me to experience. Still an infant, I
Sample complete. Ready to continue?